For all my women out there, I just want you to know that you are a boss. Women have to be at the table for technology and innovation. And if not, we'll simply create our own. Don't feel like you shouldn't be a part of the tech space just because there aren't many women in the room. That's exactly why we need you to be there. Girl, don't forget to rep your set in these tech spaces, aka rep your culture. You are the face of technology and the face of the future. This quick commercial, guys, is brought to you by Huawei Technologies. Huawei Technologies is a tech firm that develops small to medium-sized websites for businesses. So if you need a website, reach out to Huawei Technologies. They can be reached at huaweitech.com or shoot them an email at info@huaweitech.com. Thank you, Huawei Technologies, for sponsoring this episode. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Women in Tech with Ariana. Today we have a special guest, Boriana, and she is the CEO and founder of International Women Connected. Boriana, we are so excited to have you on the show today.
Hi, and thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure.
Yes. So I always like to start from the beginning with my guests. Can you tell us a little bit about just your background and where you're originally from and currently based?
Well, my name is Boriana, as you just mentioned. I'm the founder of International Women Connected, the first social network for women only. I'm Bulgarian by origin. Last 15 years, I've been an expatriate, so I had to live in different countries, and I had to adjust to the different lifestyles and different languages and different cultures and different even religions and everything different. So I found myself very lonely at times. Even if I was with my family and my children, still I was struggling to find people who could be my friends, who I could deal with, get along with, you know, communicate with and socialize with. So the idea of International Women Connected came exactly like that, because out of a struggle, actually, I found out that there was an empty niche. There was no such thing as a social network for women. Me being married and having kids, I was not able to go around and experiment with different kind of other applications or other networks and stuff like that. And I was on my own due to my husband's working all the time. So I really needed something trusted and secured, let's put it that way. And I was living last in Istanbul for the last 8 years. Before that, I was in Austria, Vienna, in Slovenia, mostly European countries. And now, currently, I'm stuck in Sofia, Bulgaria again. I'm trying to go to London for 10th time. I think I had to change my flight ticket due to cancellation. But, you know, this is the new normal. So we have to go on.
Yeah. COVID has affected everyone's plans, and especially you know, for you guys, because you guys are a global network. That's so, you guys, what's cool about International Women Connected is that it's a network of women, right, in business, entrepreneurship, tech, all kinds of different categories, but it's the largest social media network specifically for women, and you know, they have women in all type, literally almost every country in the world, which is insane and amazing. It's the first of its kind to ever even do those types of things. So they work on charity work and events, you know, you get to meet like-minded entrepreneurs and women, do business activities, and there's a membership and stuff, and of course we'll go into those details later, but I kind of want to know, Boriana, like, you know, what was the beginning days like for you getting started this starting this organization, because it's not easy to build the first social media platform for women, but also on top of that, you're literally almost in every country. So can we kind of step back and go into the struggle story of, okay, you were inspired to do this, but you know, the actual work that it took to build this, because this is a really big deal.
Yeah, I mean, in the beginning, for me, it wasn't such a big deal. It was just a big need. And I really felt the need that I really, I knew that it wasn't just me feeling that way. I knew there are other women like me around the globe. And the thing that you can do something like that and inspire other people also jump on board and continue doing this on your side. That was the big deal, actually. In the beginning, I was just thinking, why there's no such thing? Why there's no such thing? And I really never even thought that we will get to this point right now, because, you know, in the beginning, in every entrepreneurial life, there is doubt. People are doubting themselves. People are not sure if it's going to work, how people will react. You know, I had to start coming online, showing my face, sharing my story, which I'm a private person. I'm a journalist by profession, but I would like to write about and speak about other people's matter, not my own, myself's one, yeah? So it was really, for me, that was a real struggle, first to overcome myself and to trust in myself. And also then I got a business partner who is now currently based in London. She's also Bulgarian, and she used to be my university colleague, actually. So we reunited after 15 years of no seeing each other. Wow. And she had the same problem moving to London from Bulgaria. You know, it's a different country, especially with the size wise, you know, it was huger than everything that she knew before. And also me going to Istanbul was, you know, I mean, just imagine coming from a place where there are 2 million people in the city that you are, and going to a place where there are 20 million people in the city that you live. It's just, you know, wow, it's huge. The difference is huge. The idea, the perceptions is very different.
Yeah.
So the struggle was real in the beginning. We managed to create a very interesting pattern. We started with London, thinking that there are more international people and more open-minded people than in Istanbul, than in Sofia at the time. And we were right, actually. We started using Facebook and later on Instagram and everything that was already there before our website was ready, before we decided what exactly how to do and, you know, things like that. We just started from scratch using what was already on the market. We created Facebook groups for every location. And we tried in the beginning to find at least one person from the locations that we represented at the time. Because, you know, when you post things, the location matters on Facebook, for example. And if it's from genuinely from the country and from the city that you're saying that you are, then this really makes sense. Otherwise, people don't see it, the people who are really there. So this is the algorithm on Facebook. So we immediately started doing that. We found people, women, who are in the locations, becoming our local ambassadors, and they started spreading the idea for us. So in the beginning, it was just like a cause, you know, we were supporting each other, we are socializing, we were helping women finding what they needed, you know, at the time they were, for example, a doctor or a dentist for their child or something, or a gathering, or where there is a sale for something, you know, just ordinary stuff.
Yeah.
And then the network just turned to more business network, because more entrepreneurs came along, more business owners also entered, and we decided that we can provide visibility for these people, because we already got the audience and we already got the core. And now we have around 60,000 females around the globe, and we most know them. I mean, we know most of the people, really, because another problem with the existing social media right now is that there is a lot of fake content.
Yeah.
And we are really trying to emphasize on the quality and not the quantity of the network. So we really make sure that we know most of our members. We're doing our best. We are, you know, they're adding themselves even every day, and it's hard to keep record, but still, you know, we really try to at least send one message, at least have a conversation, at least one conversation with each and one of the members. So we make sure they're genuine people. They really have their business that they claim that they have, or they provide these services or products that they claim that they provide. And the other nice thing about this network is that everyone inside is obliged, not but it's good if they give discounts to the other members. So everyone is providing anything. You know, there are a lot of things that we have and offer in our network, and everyone also can get a discount. So this is something special for only our members. Then our members get the visibility that they need. We share their story. And most for all, we do it for showing the good examples of successful women at the end. Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing. And I know you guys have a magazine, which is great as well. That's another way people can kind of stay connected to you all and see who's in the network.
Yeah, we have our online mag, and we feature there our members. We share their stories, as I said. We just want to really show the good example, the success stories, the struggle again. Yeah, the struggle is real. It's really, you know, genuine struggle. But if you don't give up, then things happen.
Absolutely.
Just, yeah, I mean, this is very, I know everybody said that, but When you're in the loop and when you're in the story, and you read so many times, oh, don't give up, things will happen, everything will be fine, everything will go right, but you sometimes really don't believe these things. You think, oh, come on, it's not for me, you know. Thanks God I had my partner. I had my business partner in London, Anna. I love you, Anna. She will hear that.
Hi, Anna.
We have a great partnership. Yeah.
That is awesome.
And, you know, but just to give our listeners, right, another good tangible example of the impact of IW Connected, can you share with us, like, a success story of a member, right, where maybe they joined IW Connected and it completely changed their life, or it helped them in their business and helped them to kind of find good community? Do you have any success stories of women from around the world that you could share?
Well, yeah, and there are. All of them are on our magazine, International Women Connected mag/London and all the cities that we have represented it. You will probably give the details later on. Yes, we have these kind of stories, mostly because we also added a new feature on our club membership, which is business development trainings. And they're completely for free for all our members you know, whenever they want to switch from one industry to another, they want to start doing something new, they don't know where to start, we give them the basics. But it's really important, because if there was something like that, once we started, because, you know, when you have a dream, you just have the dream, but you don't really know how to get from A to B to Z, right? You just don't know the road. You just think that you just can do it like that. But there are a lot of milestones, there are a lot of things that should be considered in the beginning, a lot of things that you can really, if you knew this kind of things, you would have probably saved more money, or you'll be, you know, doing things differently. It's very important to know the basics. In the beginning, this is like the core of everything. In business, anyway, it's about sales, it's about finance, it's about branding and marketing, it's about, you know, visibility building, it's strategy, it's a lot of things that people who have just a dream, they don't know how hard it is when it comes to the facts, to the numbers, to everything. Right. Our accountants, and anyway, so yes, we have great, great, amazing stories of so many women, actually. We have Veronica Sanchez. She's a lady from Brazil who found her. I mean, she's been around Europe and around South America. And she joined once we were in. Actually, she found us in London. And she joined the London group, and we started working with her. She actually wanted to translate a new method of self-development, which is only in Spanish at the time. It's a very old, ancient method, let's say. And she was a personal development coach at the time, and she needed the audience where to present this after she translated it. And now she's doing great. She's working with corporations. She gives speeches there. She's training people from corporations and, you know, high-end developers. She's really, wow. I mean, but in the beginning, she had a very good product, very good idea, but it was hard when you don't have the audience, when you don't have the target, or you have the target, but you don't know where to find them, you know, you have to pay a lot for advertising only. So within our communities, this is very, very easy. I mean, we, as I said, we have the core audience, and this is something very important.
Absolutely. And, you know, Borjana, right, because the importance of the IW Connected is that you have this global community, global digital community, right? This social media platform.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
folks are thinking. Right. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, I'm curious to know, you know, how has COVID impacted you guys? And what are some of the practical things you're doing to keep people connected? Because before COVID, there were a lot of in-person events. Again, you're already a social media platform, but there's still quite a bit of a pivot here, I would assume.
Yeah, our platform actually was, we had a lot of events involved in the whole idea of International Women Connected, because our plan in the beginning was to meet people and to connect people. And we were just bridging people from different countries, different everything, different, to make them feel as one. And this is only possible once people are at the same place at the same time, when they're really meeting each other, you know, not just waving online from their desktop, from their, you know, computers and everything. It's not real. But actually, the COVID pandemic thing, it affected us, but in the good way, because at some point we registered a huge conversion because of the fact that people were at home, they were in lockdown, they were blocked, and they had access to Wi-Fi, and they had their smartphones or laptops, and they were just going around the internet. You could see and you could feel so much pressure there and so many people there. And actually, the pandemic really affected us positively, because we had so many new members and so much more interest, you know, because, yes, we had to cut the real life events. Now we are gathering online. But still now it's maybe better, because once we have a topic, we have a masterclass, we have an expert invited to deliver the speech and to talk. We have people from all over the world at the same time. So, yeah, maybe because, you know, having a real life event is restrictive.
Yeah.
Because of the location, because of the timing, right. Because, yeah, and you really have to physically be there.
Right.
While online, people can just, you know, turn on the computer and just log in. That's it. It doesn't take anything. And it's free, actually. It's for free. So why not? If you want to spend 40 valuable minutes learning something new, meeting some new women who are successful or who are on the right lane, why not just jump on and have a good time Friday night, for example.
Right.
You can go out, you know. This is really the new normal. I mean, we have to adjust.
That's so
true. We have to adjust.
Yeah. Pivot queens. That's what we have to be in business and entrepreneurship.
Yeah. And I'm really, really happy because, you know, people who actually survive the most, they're the most adjustable people.
Yes, exactly. Yep. Survival of the fittest, that's for sure. Or yeah, the most adjustable. Borjana, what kind of advice do you have for the listener, right, who's listening to this episode right now? And maybe they're having a challenging time finding community locally in their city or their country. So definitely we want to plug IW Connected. But what's some, like, also practical advice and tips that you would give someone who's looking? And maybe they are in a transition phase, right? And they're looking to find folks in their industry. What type of advice do you have? Because you work with literally thousands of women around the world who are doing this. But even you yourself, you had to do this when you started IWC.
Well, the best advice that I could give to people who want to create something and to do something and is just not to be scared. Because if I believed in myself much more, or not even much more, just a little bit more, I would have done this 10 years ago, not now.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's been constantly into my brain. Why there is no such thing? Why? You know, I told you, but really, I've been thinking, oh, why me? It's not me. Oh, no, not now. Maybe in 2 years. Maybe when my kids grow up. Maybe when, I don't know, I finalize my PhD. Maybe when I'm ready. This thing is like having kids.
Yeah.
With people who have kids, they will understand. It's never a good time. It's never a good time, you know. You are never ready.
Yeah.
You're never 100% ready. Okay, maybe you think you're ready, but you don't know. That's why you're never 100% ready. But just jump. Jump.
That's good.
Then things will, yeah, things will go. Things will go right. Yeah. Don't be afraid, and don't be afraid to jump. Really, jump into the deep. People who have strength, I don't want to use other words about that. The other word actually is balls, but anyway. People who have strength, they have to really show it out, you know, really. And
yeah.
Courage. Courage is something very important in this world, especially nowadays, because we also have causes that we help. We have a lot of things that we are getting involved with to help other women, not only within the communities, also outside. We are fighting alongside with the Black Lives Matter. We are about to have an interview with Mr. Paul Tometi soon. We are fighting also with domestic violence, and there are a lot to be done, you know, a lot. There's so much work to do. So really, it's some people need us, and I know that. Now when I know, I don't feel afraid anymore, you know. And I believe our listeners, the moment that they believe that someone somewhere needs them, they will be, you know, much more devoted, and they will have much more courage.
Absolutely. Yep. I completely agree with you.
That's what you shared here is truly golden. And so Boriana, can you tell our listeners, you know, what's the best way for them to get connected with IWC?
Well, the best way is to go to the website, iwconnected.com, or to follow us on Instagram. It's again IWConnected, the profile name, and also to follow us on Twitter, again IWConnected for Twitter, or to jump in our groups on Facebook. It's International Women Connected /London /New York /Milan /Dubai you know, all the cities that we have are on Facebook also. So just ask. There are private groups, of course, because we don't allow men, you know, so it had to be a private group. All of these groups are private. Just ask to be added there, or add yourself, and one of our admins will talk to you, and you'll be added, and that's it, and you can be just part of the club.
Perfect.
And the last question, what's in the future for IW Connected? What can we be looking forward to?
Well, from now on, people will start learning much more about us. You'll be hearing about us from everywhere. We are planning a lot of marketing and advertising and PR campaigns, because it's important. Before this, now, this point, we were doing everything organically and, you know, personally. A lot of personal work was put into this network. I really took it personally anyway. So I'm much more like 100% of my time is there. And we are, as I said, getting involved in a lot of causes. So we are helping a lot of movements, different projects for women, for the freedom of women. You know, not only freedom in, you know, physical way, but also mentally. We are now working on gender equality projects, because this is an issue, and we are all tired of this issue, and it's again the same problem, even if it's a new century. We are tired, really. I'm tired, and we have to keep on fighting, because the payment gap is huge. even in the most developed countries.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. We have a lot of work. Really, literally, it's like 100%. It's not even enough. So yeah, we are getting involved in a lot of also collaborations, partnerships. We are about to come to also Forbes, but you know, the moment it happens, everyone will know then. And yeah, I mean, a lot of great things are coming up, really. But first, I need a vacation. As I said, you know, I told you just before, I want to go to have just 3 days on the beach.
Yeah, and relax.
This is up to me now. You know, I'm thinking about it right now. Yeah.
You deserve it. Yes, you deserve it. Well, Boriana, you know, you and your organization and your team are amazing. I appreciate your advocacy for women. You know, again, you've impacted thousands of lives, literally thousands of lives from all around the world. Yeah. And, you know, I appreciate having you on the show today. And you guys make sure that you go and support IW Connected. You can link with them at IW Connected on all social media platforms. On Facebook, it's actually spelled out as International Women Connected. And then, of course, the website is iwconnected.com. So, Boriana, it was such a pleasure to have you on the show today.
Thank you, Ariana. And for me, it was really a pleasure and really, really, I'm very happy to be able to come to your podcast. And anytime, I really hope to meet you soon one day when I'll be able to fly, you know.
Yes.
I can't wait for that.
Yes, yeah. You come to the States and dinner is on me. We have to connect.
Absolutely.
Definitely. This is the real bridge, you know. This is the real bridge. We are the bridge. We are the people.
Absolutely, we are.
Well, Boriana, thank you so much for being on the show. And to everyone who's listening, thank you so much for tuning in. It's your favorite podcast host, Ariana, signing out, and I'll tune in with you next week.